Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Mark Putnam, president of Central College, about their tuition rate increase. All right, so Mark, today we're going to be talking about the tuition rate at Central College for the next year and about how it's the lowest rate increase in 40 years. Can you tell me what the tuition will be and how much of an increase it is?
Yeah, glad to have you. Tuition next year will be $30,700. And beyond that, we would have a room charge of $4,892 and the normal 20-meal board plan, $5,088. So for the entire year, that represents something just slightly above $40,000 for lock, stock, and library, as we call it.
And so that's not a very big increase from the year before. What's the percentage on that, do you know?
At 3.95%. And, of course, concurrently with that, we're increasing our financial aid budget in service of students' financial needs. And so the effective rate when you increase the financial aid number is about 2.4%. So that kind of increase is substantially less than most institutions of higher education, certainly for private institutions, but significantly for public institutions is quite low. I think over time we have been running something that's closer to about 7.5% per year. What is inherent in that number, however, that's important is that those price changes are not a reflection of our cost of operation. And many people miss this. If you average our cost increases, the cost of educating students over the past 5 years, we've been running at about a 7.7% increase in the cost of educating students. That surprises people to know that what it costs to operate the institution is going up at a rate much faster than we can actually increase tuition, even net of financial aid.
So how do you maintain the college if your costs are going up, your income isn't going up as much?
Yeah, we have to be smarter about it. The first thing to always remember is that every student is subsidized to some level because we raise money. So no student pays the full cost of education. Once we have endowment earnings that come in each year and we raise support from alumni and friends of the college, that becomes part of the revenue stream, as do other activities, the conference and events activities we have on campus. All these things help to offset the cost of educating students. So the challenge for us has been in the constellation of things that drive cost. People often want to refer to the Consumer Price Index, and it is not a terribly accurate measure for a college because we're really not a consumer in the economy, we're a producer. So when we have the cost of operation, we're talking about technology costs going up significantly, library costs. We're very driven by a labor force of instructors and staff members who support the work of the college. And so our health benefit costs are going up. Energy has significant fluctuations over time. So it's a very different market basket of goods. And our task is to make sure that we are maintaining affordability in this. And the way we do that is by getting smarter every year about how we do our work.
Now, one of the big pressures for a college is to bring in more students. Will you be able to build the kind of facilities that you'll need to bring in students even if you are not increasing tuition at the rate that some other institutions are?
You would normally think of it that way, that if you have higher costs, you're either going to make up for it in volume, that is the number of students, or price. What's interesting about this time period in higher education, particularly in Iowa, is that we have been facing a period of very slow economic growth. So if you look at family income, disposable income, and home equity, investment returns, they're all pretty weak. And so we can't rely on a growing wealth factor or consistent inflation on the revenue side based on what families can afford to pay. Concurrently, demographics are down. So we are seeing a turn now where we peaked out in the number of high school seniors in Iowa in 2009. And so we will be coming down to smaller numbers over the next several years. At the very peak, back in the baby boom, Iowa produced about 43,000 high school seniors at the top of that curve. curve. It came down, in the baby bust, and then recovered significantly. Probably right now we're running about 38,000, so about 5,000 less than the peak over the past generation. Projections right now take that as low as 33,000 over the next few years. Now, we don't draw entirely from Iowa, about 80% from Iowa. So we certainly are growing our market appeal in other parts of the country, and that is serving us to some degree. But it's not a time where we are looking at significantly expanding enrollments as a possibility. So where this comes out then is getting much more efficient and smarter about the way we manage things. So that includes how we manage instructional course loads, how we have certain kinds of majors that attract more students. There are many things we're doing in terms of efficiency of operations, things from the way we handle facilities to dining services, other kinds of campus services that we rely on. So it's a time where we have to get smarter about the way we do business.
Well, one thing we haven't talked about is how and why the decision is made for the rate increase. So what was the thought process behind, going to the 3.95%? Was it an obligation to keep costs low?
Yeah, price setting in higher education, and it's true for Central as well, is more art than science. You're relying on various streams of data that do help to inform about patterns of enrollment and demographic shifts and things like that, economic realities for that matter. But what we are doing here is trying to understand what we hear from students and families and what we see in reality on the ground. It'd be easy each year to just say, well, our expenses are going up by X, and so therefore we will automatically increase tuition by Y to match it. That simply isn't realistic. And so what we did is we shifted everything this year in particular to say that this is a revenue budget. It's not an expense budget, and began to think about what affordability meant in deeper ways. So we will press ourselves a bit to manage within the revenue streams we see right now, but we think that's necessary and appropriate. Given the broader context of both economics and demographics.
Now, is it harder for larger universities or smaller colleges to keep a low tuition rate increase?
There are economies of scale that exist for larger institutions. I think you see some institutions that are very small, say less than 1,000, feeling a particular strain of having to have programs and services and activities that would be consistent with a broad college experience. And so there are thresholds. The rule of thumb generally is if you're a small college above 1,000, you hit a reasonable scale where you can manage the organization. Well, I think that number is creeping up because of the infrastructure expectations, energy costs, insurance, and things like that, where you're looking for that kind of scalability. There are thresholds, though. A larger institution does have step increases. If you think about what it takes to add a new building or add a whole new department or duplicating course offerings. So you get some institutions that are significantly larger but not economically more viable because of the relationship between the infrastructure they have to maintain and the revenue streams they can count on. So what you're looking for is a balance between them. For Central, in our infrastructure, we should be about 1,500 degree-seeking students in any given year. We're a little bit below that right now, but average over the past 10 years has been about 1,500. So if we went too far below that, we have some tolerances, as most institutions do, then you begin to feel strain at one level because you can't take a building away. You can't suddenly take down a base infrastructure. Going above that, however, has the same problem that you begin to max out facilities. So most institutions are looking for an optimum enrollment range, and if you fall within that, then you can manage the ups and the downs within a narrower band.
Well, thanks for talking with me today, Mark.
Great. Glad to see you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Mark Putnam, president of Central College, about their rate increase on tuition for the next year. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.